Hello.
May I speak to Jennifer, please?
This is Jennifer.
Jennifer, this is Casey Ryback. I'm your son Michael's substitute teacher. Been there for like a week or so.
I'm sorry, my son's what?
Substitute teacher. I've been subbing in your son's class for about a week.
Oh, okay.
I was just calling because I wanted to talk to you for a second about Michael, if you got a few.
Sure. What's going on?
Frankly, I just wanted to tell you to be careful, because I think you're raising a hater.
A hater, did you say?
Yeah, a hater. In short, basically, your son's been hating on me, and I can't have that in my classroom.
My son has been hating on you?
Yep. Every day.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. Like a lot of kids, they think I'm pretty cool. I always have, like, cool shoes and everything else. The other day, one of the other students in there, Jenny, complimented my shoes because I'm wearing Jordans, right? Michael, your kid, didn't have anything to say. Just kind of shot me a look and was like, dude, stop hating on my shoes, you know?
I'm sorry. I'm so confused. Are you trying to say that my son did not compliment your shoes?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, he gave me a look like, psh, whatever. You know, kind of like a hater would. And you can see how I don't want that attitude in my classroom.
Could you please tell me how old you are?
I'm 35.
You're 35. And my son is 7 years old, and you're complaining to me about him hating on your shoes?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Like, how are you going to hate on me when you're only seven? You know what I mean? Like, of course I'm going to have nice stuff.
This is the most absurd phone call I have ever gotten in my entire life.
Oh, yeah. No, I completely feel your pain, ma'am. I'd be upset, too, if my kid were a little hater. That's why I wanted to alert you.
Okay, I am not upset at Michael. I'm upset at you. I'm upset at this phone call. I'm upset that you're taking my time to talk about a look that my son gave you, even if he did give you a look.
Okay, I'll give you another example, okay? I pull up to school the other day. I have a nice car. You know, again, a lot of people get jealous of that. But I pull up to school. A couple of the other kids are out there like, oh, Mr. R, that's a great car. You know, that's pretty sweet. And I'm like, thanks. And then I see your kid looking at me like, yeah, whatever. You know, a Mercedes-Benz. Psh. He's obviously hating on me.
Don't substitute if you can't handle
okay.
A seven-year-old boy looking. And how are you reading a child's look anyway?
So let me get this straight. Are you hating on me too?
I truly am. I am hating on this phone call.
Look, I just don't stand for it in my classroom, okay? When I got in there to sub the first day, I wrote on the board, I said, haters got to kick rocks. You know what I mean? And he stayed in the class.
No,
he could have left.
Wait a minute. I don't know what you mean. What are you talking? What did you say?
Haters got to kick rocks.
I don't know what that means. I don't speak in slang. Can you please talk to me like an adult?
What if I had your friend Brittany tell you what it means?
How do you know Brittany?
Oh, that's simple, because she emailed me to call you.
Britt emailed the school to have Michael Sub call me? I don't understand what's happening.
No, she emailed a radio station to call you because this is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you.
Shut up.
It's a joke.
Oh my God, I was so upset.
I don't know if your little kid's a hater or not, honestly. Like, you know.
No, he's...